We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
From the lakefront to the riverfront, this is where Wisconsin sports fans come to talk. The Bill Michaels Show. Now, here's your host, Bill Michaels.
Good day to you. Welcome. Bill Michaels Show is on the air. We are glad to have you as always on this Tuesday. I want to remind you, coming up again tonight from 6 o'clock till 8 o'clock this evening, we're going to be at Kelly's Bleachers over on Blue Mound. So if you get a chance to come by tonight, be a face in the crowd. Come on out and say hi. It's a special edition of the Bill Michaels Huddle because we don't have one on Thursday night. Thursday night, we're going to be hanging out with the friends and the family and watching football like the rest of you, eating turkey and sleeping from tryptophan. Because tonight, we're going to be on the road. Tonight, it's the Bill Michaels Huddle, brought to you by Bud Light, the official beer sponsor of the Bill Michaels Sports Talk Network, and hope to see you this evening. He is the co-host of the Joe and Ebo Show on 96.7 FM, The Fan, or 96.7 FM and 1670 AM.
Are you okay over there?
The Zone. No,
I'll read it for you.
Yeah, no, I get it. Know what? It's Ebo. Ebo's now joining us on the Schneider Orange Hotline. Ebo, how you been, man?
Bill, are you nervous to talk to me? I thought I was nervous to come on.
Yeah, you made me giddy, man. I just got crazy on you. I don't know what it is. Hey,
it's all good.
No, so we were talking about this whole student section thing earlier, and you guys being in Madison, is there any chatter about why the student section is only a quarter full prior to big games?
Oh, yeah. I mean, this has been a big topic for us. I know you guys have been covering it a lot as well. We had one of the Bucky's fifth quarter writers on. He wrote a great article. I know a bunch of guys have been sending it to you because they're complaining about your opinions on it. And I kind of agree with you at times what it comes down to the student section. But, yeah, the student section, to me, it's sad. At the end of the day, it's sad. You got to fill it up.
I do it more so. Look, I'm not saying demanding that students have to be in there. That's not what I'm saying. But I'm just simply saying, look, if you're not showing up, or you don't care to get there in time to be able to get through that process. And I understand, it's a process. From what I understand, the process more than anything is slowing this whole deal down. But there's a pride factor about getting in there on national TV and saying, look, we can sell out our stadium and we have enough pride in our ball club. Now, this was a big game against Michigan, and they stayed late in this ball game. But normally it's show up late, leave after jump around, and that end of the stadium is kind of just, ugly, vacant, just gray, black.
Yeah, I mean, to me, there's two problems. One is how they enter in the student section, because it's like herding a bunch of drunk cats. Like, and then you got to get them in this little line, and it takes forever to fill up. And then there's the other thing is, when it comes down to these students, they want to party, right? So that's what the student section does. They party. Well, back in my day, when I say my day, I'm 29, so like 8, 10 years ago, I lived downtown. It was 11 a.m. kickoff. We were blocks away from Camp Randall. Once 10:30 hit, I turned off the speakers. I turned up the music. I pulled away the 10-foot beer bong. I said, you know what? Get down to Camp Randall. We got a game to watch. Let's go. So we would make the pilgrimage ahead of time. I just think the kids want to stay and party now. I don't understand. How can you not get hyped for the Wisconsin Badgers who are undefeated?
See, that's my other – I think people say, well, I'm excited about it. But, look, if you're there a couple minutes into the game, that's one thing. But the way it's just so vacant, I don't know why it bothers me, but it does. And you hear – I mean, I've heard today from Penn State fans, Michigan fans, Ohio State fans, Notre Dame fans. I had somebody that sent me an email a little while ago from Auburn who always looks forward to the Iron Bowl every year and said, look, you can't find a seat in these places with a big game like this and a team that's vying for a national title. Why in the hell aren't they in there?
I agree. I mean, it's embarrassing, to be honest with you. And we had callers calling into our morning show here saying that, like, reward them with something, give them, like, a coupon. I said, no, I don't want to reward someone for bad behavior. You get your ass in there, you sit down, or you stand up, and you cheer, and you have a good time. Just get there early. It's simple.
Big game coming up against Minnesota. Paul Bunyan's axe at stake. And it's like Minnesota just, they don't even care about anything else right now. It's just about beating Wisconsin. Is there any fear at all that Wisconsin does anything to look ahead to Ohio State in the Big Ten championship game and has a misstep against Minnesota?
No, not at all. I mean, Minnesota, this is their Super Bowl, is getting, you know, to take on Wisconsin. Well, guess what? Just like the Vikings trophy case, you're going to be coming away with nothing. It's going to be empty for you. The axe is staying in Wisconsin in 13 years. And P.J. Fleck, to me, is such a used car salesman. I would just like to send him on his way in a junky old car back to Minnesota. Row that capsized boat or whatever you want to do. There's no way to look ahead. Everyone's so amped up about Axe Week. That's all people talk about around here is Axe this, Axe that. There's going to be no letdown. There'll be no look ahead. They had to take care of their business. And we got reporters down there for the Wisconsin Badgers. And those guys, they don't even talk about the College Football Playoffs. They don't even talk about undefeated. They just focus 1 week at a time, and that's how it should be.
Well, let's talk about the Big Ten Championship game, though. Out of all the teams, whether it be Penn State, you know, we already see what they did against Michigan, Ohio State and company. I think they could beat Ohio State. They may not be able to go toe-to-toe with Penn State. I don't know why Penn State gives me more fear, but I think they can beat Ohio State. I mean, I know JT Barrett has played pretty well over the last few games, but I think this is an Ohio State team that can be had.
Oh, I agree with you. I mean, you have the top-rated defense in Wisconsin. That thing is just phenomenal. I mean, how do you explain Ohio State getting blown out of the water by Iowa, and then Iowa comes into Camp Randall, and Wisconsin holds them to 66 yards? It's unbelievable.
I can't fathom.
I can't fathom it either. The defense for Wisconsin will be the difference. Will be the constant. The difference for me is Alex Hornibrook. Now, so many people were calling for Alex Hornibrook to be benched after the interception. He hits A.J. Taylor with that big bomb, you know, on third down, and then that laser in the end zone. I know he only completed 9 passes, but Alex Hornibrook in that second half, late third, fourth quarter, he impressed me. I know it was only 9 completions, but he impressed me. So if he can continue that, he'll be the difference.
It was big throws when they needed it. It was some throws that should have been picked off that may have changed the complexity of that game. But, you know, there are times where just – I don't know. Alex Hornibrook seem like he's gotten better, or he is what he is?
Wow. I mean, for a while, it seemed like he's regressed. I don't think I've seen progression from Alex Hornibrook, but what I saw, you know, against Michigan, those throws I was talking about, that was big-time football. That was a guy that really, you know, he silenced the haters. Everyone was trying to say bench him, and I ride or die with Alex Hornibrook. When everyone hates one guy, I love him. So Hornibrook, yeah, I mean, he's frustrating, but, Bill, I got a weird ritual. When it comes to Big Ten football games, and I tweeted this out, I have the same breakfast. It's a spicy Bloody Mary with an extra pickle before the game. You know, that's my ritual. Alex Hornibrook's ritual is he throws an interception, and then he balls out. So let him throw his pick right away, and it'll be good, man.
Well, as long as it doesn't end up in a pick six and, you know, you're playing against a hot JT Barrett, it wouldn't be a bad thing. Hey, let me ask you this, though. We saw a few years back where Wisconsin went in with a lot of hope and a lot of optimism. Certainly Gary Anderson and all that mess ended up playing out, and they were completely humiliated. Is there any way that you see this team having that happen to them again?
No way. Paul Christ and Jimmy Leonard, you know, all those coaches down there, those guys are so down to earth and so, you know, level-headed when it comes to, like I was talking about earlier, just this is basically one day at a time. It's a practice at a time, then you focus on the game. They're so grounded that I don't think they'll allow them to, you know, be blown out of the water like that when it comes to their players. They'll be prepared, they'll be ready to go, and they know what they got in front of them. They are 11-0. Like, that's incredible. That's incredible to be undefeated. This is uncharted territory, so they're not going to forget that. They've been doing it all season.
854, let's do this. I was going to give out the phone number for a minute. I wanted to switch things over to Green Bay Packer football. And so give me your impression of what Brett Hundley has done and the regression that we saw this past week.
Wow. what Brett Hundley has done. Bill, I was told a long time ago that you got a turd, you can polish it all you want, but at the end of the day, it's still a turd. I don't know if I'm there yet. McCarthy, people are calling for his head, Thompson, Dom Capers. To me, it's what I get from this is a lot of people love preseason football. Brett Hundley was a preseason legend. We thought we could flip him for a second-round pick. He looked good. You know, Mike McCarthy's come out to say, I have 3 years invested into this guy. So we thought he was going to be good, right? And he comes out against the Ravens. That was, and I'm spoiled. I'm 29 years old. All I've known my whole life is Brett Favre and Aaron Rodgers. That performance I saw Sunday, and I don't blame it all on Hundley, but what I saw on Sunday was the worst Packer game I think I've ever witnessed. And Brett Hundley, thanks for your service. I'm ready for Joe Callahan. Give me Joe Cool, baby.
Hey, real quick, before I cut you loose, looking at this game moving forward, how big of a margin? I think that this game is that character game for Brett Hundley. I think this is where you find out whether or not he's able to come back from what happened against that Baltimore Ravens team. But how big of a margin would it have to be for you to say, okay, Joe Callahan would be the guy, or you think Mike McCarthy, if at all, would pull that trigger?
Wow. Trot Brett Hundley out there. I mean, he'll be your starter. And if the wheels start falling off the bus right away, why not bring in Joe Callahan? Because you got a winnable games coming up after the Steelers. You got, what, the Browns and the Buccaneers. If we lose to the Browns, Bill, I don't know. I'm going to have your number on speed dial because I'm going to have you save me from jumping off a bridge, okay?
Right.
So if Hundley, if he's not getting it done, what's it going to hurt to bring in Joe Callahan? What's the difference? It doesn't. Brett Hundley has no future here. Aaron Rodgers is coming back. Why not get weird with it? I'm at my wit's end with Brett Hundley, and I had so much hope and so much faith in this guy, but I just don't see him moving forward. To me, I'm almost at a lost season, Bill. It's sad. I'm almost crying over here, buddy.
Yeah, well, there's going to be a lot to drown your sorrows in, I guess, if knowing the household the way I do. But that being said, I don't know how they're going to win this ball game, but I'm looking for the character out of Brett Hundley. And who knows? I mean, if they gain a little, we'll say, confidence out of this ball game, maybe they go out and steal one down the road and then get a couple of wins against teams they're supposed to, such as Tampa Bay and Cleveland. Yeah. But I don't know how this season unfolds to where we're talking about any type of postseason run, to be honest with you. So
I know. I feel you, man. And I hope I'm wrong about Hundley moving forward. I really do. I'm sure he's a nice guy. I don't like bagging on him too much. But at the end of the day, it's just Mike McCarthy talks about a standard of Packer football, and it's clear that Brett Hundley, to me, doesn't meet it. So why not try Joe Callahan, I guess? It's lost season anyways if we lose, so whatever. Go for it.
Good stuff, man. We will talk to you soon, okay?
Hey, you're the man, Unit. You're too, Radio Joe. Love you guys.
All right, buddy. Talk to you later. There you go, Ebo. Co-host of the Joe and Ebo Show on 96.7 FM and 1670 AM The Zone out in Madison. You can check it out there.
By the way, I love that FM signal. Their new FM.
It blasts.
96.7. Woo!
Yeah, blasts.
That is a nice signal. I was listening to that. I was listening to the pregame show that they do when I was driving into the game on Saturday. And, oh, man, they were sounding good.
Blasts.
96.7 if you're driving out there.
Let's do this. We're going to take a quick break. When we come back, last night, the Horse and Plow Huddle, we had a good time last night. George Koontz was there, but Jordy Nelson paid us a visit. You're going to hear that coming up next on the Bill Michaels Show.
Wisconsin-wide, the Bill Michaels Sports Talk Network.
Welcome back, Bill Michaels Show on the air. We're glad to have you. Hopefully you're having a terrific day today. Yesterday, we had a good one. We ended up with the Horse and Plow Huddle last night. And we ended up with George Koontz was our guest. Won a Super Bowl with the Green Bay Packers. Also, Jordy Nelson ended up making an appearance last night, which was really cool. It was good to talk to Jordy as well. So we had a good time. This portion of the program being brought to you by our friends at Cousin Subs, where they believe in better. You deserve better. The pepperoni melt, extra mayo, extra cheese. That's the Bill Michaels. Go in and grab that thing. Fantastic. Tell you about that all the time. And if you can't get that, maybe you get something more healthy. Maybe you get yourself the brisket, which is for a limited time only right now. Hot, right off the grill. So you can check that out as well. It's a side of Radio Joe cheese curds or salads or chips, whatever it may be, whatever your preference is, stop into Cousin Subs where they believe in better. Download the app on the Apple and the Android phone, and you're good to go. It's Cousin Subs, again, where they believe in better. The official sub sandwich of the Bill Michaels Sports Talk Network. George Koontz talks about the team this year and the storyline basically being injuries.
Well, you know, they've had some injuries. Yeah. I know it seemed like that's the story of our 2017 season. You have Kevin King, concussions, Morgan Burnett, groin injuries. So we have been stung with the injury bug in Green Bay. And I know there's a saying, next man up, next man up, but I want the best man up.
I agree with that. I don't know how much better the best man is behind the next man, so to speak, but nevertheless. Nevertheless, I mean, this team has been riddled with injuries. I mean, that's something that I think this offseason, I don't know. The Packers are constantly looking at health and well-being of the players, keeping guys available. I mean, the old adage was always, when it comes to training camp, you can't make the club from the tub. Well, you can't have a complete team if, half of it is on the IR or the other half is banged up and on injury reports. And you know, everybody goes through bumps and bruises, but this team has just been marked the last few years. Man, it's been tough. And then George Koontz, when we asked him about, you know, Joe Callahan and Brett Hundley and the discussion and the fans, and he said, hey, like making a quarterback change right now, that's not easy.
To make a quarterback change at this stage of the game, I think if you did that, Brett Hundley's career in the green and gold is basically over with, because his confidence is going to be gone if you were to bring someone else in to give him a shot. But do someone else deserve a shot? Well, I think so. I think, you know, it's not a privilege. It's not a right to be a quarterback for the Green Bay Packers. So I think they should go with the best person they think who's going to give us the best chance to win a ball game.
Now, is that Brett Hundley? I mean, because that's the question. I mean, if you think that Brett Hundley is your best chance to give you the win, well, then go for it. I mean, if it's not, then, you know, at some point you have to make that decision. I don't know if there is a leash or if there's a short leash, a long leash, whatever, what happens in this particular ball game coming up for Brett Hundley. But the philosophy, it's different today than it was back when George played and they won a Super Bowl.
And I don't think that lies in the lap of Coach McCarthy. I think that lies in the lap of the personnel department, because that is a true statement. The Green Bay Packers had Ty Detmer,
yep.
Aaron Brooks, Mark Brunell. His name is in the inside the stadium in Jacksonville because of all the great work that he did down in Jacksonville. But we need to. I don't know what the philosophy is, but it's not the same that Ron Wolf and Coach Holmgren had in the 90s.
That's interesting. I don't know what the philosophy is, but it's not the same. I would say in part because Holmgren was more of a meticulous, if you want to call him a dictator, he was a dictator. Mike McCarthy's more of a player's coach. They've had success as coaches on both levels. I mean, you know, look, Holmgren gets a lot of credit for being Mike Holmgren and bringing the title back to Titletown. He had a Hall of Fame quarterback. Nobody talks about Mike Holmgren not being a good coach when his guy went down, because his guy never went down. And he had Reggie White. Mike McCarthy loses Aaron Rodgers. He's a bum. Got to get him out of here. Times have changed because of social media and you know, just the access, so to speak, and the information. I find that's maybe a topic for another day. But I think this team is interesting. I think philosophies are different in today's day and age. And I hate to sound like that's old, but it's not that long ago that the Packers were winning a Super Bowl back in 96, as opposed to where they are today and how philosophies have changed dramatically, other than the collective bargaining agreement and the way you have to go about your business in prepping. And George Koontz says, hey, look, in today's day and age, you've got a lot of guys that make money and are good players, and then there's backups, and guys are backups for a reason.
You play football just like I have. And when I played in Pop Warner, there's a reason you're a backup.
Mm-hmm.
Right? I was a backup at one point in middle school, high school, college, and I was a backup in the pros. And I was just waiting for my number to be called, but I was a backup for a reason. There was a guy in front of me that was better than me. And therefore, I like to see those guys on the field in Lambeau than the backup.
So, as he said, look, you know, backups to the backups for the reason. And you're going to expect a little bit of a drop-off, even though you can say next man up. Now, he did talk about the Martellus Bennett situation and about how that kind of came to pass, and talked a little bit about the healing power that Martellus Bennett suddenly had.
At the end, that was a very bizarre ending of his career in the green and gold. I think that there's going to be a study of medicine that's going to be studied for thousands and thousands of years, and that's when a shoulder injury is kind of related to a collarbone injury that we've never seen before, if you know what I mean.
Right? So, I can live with that.
Yes,
yeah.
Sir.
So I think that's going to be studied for over 1,000 years in medicine, how the two kind of correlate with one another.
Phantom pains is what he was having.
That's what it was,
yeah,
Bill?
That's
okay.
What it was, yeah. And amazingly enough, it was like maybe a Johnson baby aspirin or something that cured him once he got to playing with another quarterback.
That's right, because he goes to New England, and their number 12, Tom Brady, his collarbone is healed.
Yeah.
And he was healed.
Yeah.
So it was
a religious experience is what you're
right.
saying.
Right. So what I'm saying is that injury in Green Bay is going to be studied for thousands of years.
So there you go. The injury will be studied for thousands. By the way, speaking of the injury, one of the things Martellus Bennett did on his way out, we all know, went right after Doc McKenzie and the Green Bay Packers medical staff. George Kuntz, much like Gary Ellerson, who was my co-host last night and is on the Green and Gold postgame show, has had numerous interactions with Doc McKenzie. Here's what he had to say about Doc McKenzie.
I think you can play hurt, but I don't think you can. I don't think you should play injured. And that was my motto when I played. But the assault that Martellus Bennett had on Dr. McKenzie, that wasn't right, because I played for the Packers for 8 years and had about 7 surgeries that Dr. McKenzie performed on me, and not one of those 7 surgeries did he try to rush me out there before I was ready.
Meanwhile, George Kuntz, a defensive-minded guy, talks about the guy that everybody loves to target, and that is Dom Capers.
I like Dom Capers. It's just that he hasn't really had all his pieces at his disposal. The guys have been injured week in and week out. Even, let's say, like our superstar future Hall of Famer, Clay Matthews, he left the game yesterday early. If you look at it from that standpoint, I love him.
Mm-hmm.
But he's I think he comes up with some very creative type of defenses. I think he's a great motivator, but also too, we've given up some big plays.
And he's right. I mean, he's kind of said, "Hey, look, a lot of knowledge there, but whether it's the ability or not, they've given up some big time plays in all of that." Also, Jordy Nelson joined us last night, and he was emphatic in kind of backing up what the head coach said, and that is, "Hey, look, we're sticking with Brett Hundley.
We're going with Hundley." I mean, everyone loves the backup quarterback, and apparently it doesn't matter if it's Aaron's backup or Brett's backup. Everyone thinks, the grass is always greener on the other side. And I don't want to slight Joe Callahan any either. I mean, he's done a lot while he was here, but Brett has control of the offense. Brett, is doing what he needs to do. And as an offense, we just need to do a better job. So, just to me, the easy answer is constantly changing quarterbacks isn't going to be productive. And you can see, not to talk about another team, but if you look at what Buffalo Bills did this week, they benched Tyrod Taylor and brought in a rookie, and he threw 5 picks, I think, in the first half. So I think just be patient. Trust in, as Coach McCarthy says, trust in the process. We're going to put the work in. We're going to continue to get better, and hopefully the results will change.
So that is that was Jordy Nelson last night chatting with us a little bit about the possibility, or at least the thought process of many that want to see Joe Callahan instead of Brett Hundley. And that was probably the most emphatic thing he could possibly say, was just, look, we're going to continue with the process, and backed up what the head coach said. If you want to hear more of that interview from last night, including where George Kuntz starts talking about Hall of Famers, such as a guy like Leroy Butler, who he believes should be in the Hall of Fame, and our conversation with Jordy Nelson, simply go to Bill Michaels Sports, MICHAELS, Bill Michaels Sports, 3 words, put them all together, .com, BillMichaelsSports.com. And you can listen to the entire interview from last night. It was an hour-long program, and it's the Horse and Plow Huddle, very informative and always entertaining, and it's a good listen. So if you're going to get out and do maybe a workout or head to the gym or something like that, you might want to just grab that thing, download it, and take a listen. I'll do this. Stay tuned, because when we come back, it's time for The Frenzy. More after this.
You're listening to the Bill Michaels Sports Talk Network. Another big football weekend.
Rodgers, wide open first down, caught.
Time to look around the rest of the league.
Caught, touchdown, Detroit Lions, Kenny Galladay, and rookie, welcome to the game.
Once Antonio Brown throws it underneath, touchdown.
This is the Football Frenzy on the Bill Michaels Show.
Inside the 5, Riddick at the 2, Riddick to the end zone, touchdown, Detroit Lions.
Harry again, got home.
brought to you by the Wisconsin Laborers District Council. They train, you gain.
Trying to get them with 12 men on the field, and they may have.
For apprenticeship info and the location of the local near you, go to wylaborers.org.
Welcome back. Bill Michaels Show is on the air. Reminding you, come on out tonight. See Kelly's Bleachers out there on Blue Mountain Road, just north of Miller Park. Come on by, say hi. It's the Bill Michaels Huddle tonight. Kevin Holden and Drew Burgoyne from CBS 58. We're going to have a good time. Good time. 6 to 8 tonight. Hopefully you get a chance to join us. The frenzy now begins, my friends. And the Lions and the Bears, Matt Stafford to Amir Abdullah. Touchdown.
From the 2, he's got it. Pressure comes. Stafford throws right side. Man wide open. Touchdown, Detroit Lions, Amir Abdullah. Stafford felt the pressure, stood strong, threw it out there, and there wasn't a defender within 5 yards of Amir.
And by the way, he only had a couple of catches in that ballgame for 13 yards, the long being an 11-yard reception. That was a 2-yard reception, but it went for a touchdown, so there you have it. Matthew Stafford with a 120.2 quarterback rating in that contest, 31 of 21, 299 yards. Mitch Trubisky, 18 of 38, 179 yards, a sack, a touchdown, no picks, but they just couldn't get the job done. Couldn't get the job done. That was our buddy Dan Miller, by the way, on the Lions Radio Network. 27-24, Matt Prater hits a 52-yarder late in that ballgame with a minute 35 to go. And the Lions walk away with a 27-24 victory in that one. Meanwhile, the Jaguars and the Browns, Telvin Smith with a fumble recovery, touchdown.
Kizer drops the throw. He is going to be hit again. That ball's out again. Ngakoue hitting that time. Dante Fowler tries to fall on it. The ball is in the end zone. Jacksonville has fallen on it for a touchdown. They're not going to take that one away. Telvin Smith in the end zone for the score, and that'll finish it off.
Browns still winless, 19-7. The Jaguars with that defense go to 7-3 on the season, and they continue to get it done and continue to impress. Meanwhile, the Buccaneers and the Dolphins, Ryan Fitzpatrick, the mighty Buccaneer. That's what he looks like. I just thought I'd throw it out there because the guy always reminds me like a Viking. To DeSean Jackson for the touchdown.
High formation now with O'Clair as an H-back, and they'll drop back to throw. Fitzpatrick looking, throwing the ball toward the end zone. Caught ball, touchdown Tampa Bay. DeSean Jackson, nobody on him. And the Dolphins make a horrible mistake as number 11 is wide open, and Fitzpatrick saw it and threw a strike for a 4-yard touchdown. Buccaneers lead 19-7.
Jay Cutler went down in that game, 6 of 12, 83 yards, had a touchdown, but 3 picks in that ballgame. Same old Jay! 3 picks. Ryan Fitzpatrick, by the way, 22 of 37, 275 yards. Sacked once, a couple of touchdowns. Quarterback rating of 100.6.
Same old Jay.
Same old Jay to give them the win.
Same old Jay.
Meanwhile, by the way, that was the Buccaneers Radio Network. The Vikings. Vikings and Rams. Case Keenum to Adam Thielen. Here you go, touchdown.
Keenum takes the snap. Big blitz by the Rams. So Keenum passes left. Caught by Thielen. 50, 40, 30. And he's loose. Just shot a dagger right through the heart of his former team. It's a 65-yard touchdown, and the Vikings lead 27.
Longest pass play of the day for Case Keenum, and that was a touchdown. 6 catches for Thielen, 123 yards, 27 of 38, Keenum was.
Are you kidding me?
I'm not kidding. He's having a hell of a season. Touchdown, no picks, had a quarterback rating of 100.8 on the day, and that is the crazy tones of one Paul Allen as he voices his joy at the Vikings getting a score.
The season can't end like that!
I bet you it ends at some point. It's not going to end in Minneapolis, I wouldn't think. Who knows? Saints and Redskins. Will Lutz with a game-winning field goal in overtime.
Will Lutz taps his right foot. Morstead puts it down. Lutz has it on its way. And the Saints win. Will Lutz buries the field goal, and he's mobbed by his teammates out at midfield.
After starting off the season 0-2, the Saints have now won 8 straight. 34-31, they knock off the Redskins. It was the Saints Radio Network. Redskins fall to 4-6 on the season. I don't know if I'm buying into the Saints yet. I know I'm buying into the Eagles. I know I'm buying into the Vikings. Just don't know if I can buy into the Saints yet. The Giants taking on the Chiefs. Aldrick Rosas. With the game-winning field goal, here it is.
This to win the game in overtime. Wing the hole. Diassi with the snap. It's clean. Kick on its way, and it is good. And the Giants have upset the Kansas City Chiefs in overtime, 12-9, to earn their second win of the season and get their first win at home.
It's interesting because Alex Smith goes 27 of 40, 230 yards, sacked once, pressured numerous times, threw a couple of picks, not a touchdown to his name, had a terrible game, 61.5 quarterback rating. So he kind of falls out of that lead, but just a bad game by Alex Smith, and that was the Giants radio network, 12-9, the final in that non-thrilling thriller, I guess is the best way to put it. Meanwhile, the Texans and the Cardinals, Tom Savage to DeAndre Hopkins.
Savage gets the snap, Tom looking, and he passes left side of the end zone, and Hopkins has it for the touchdown. Rock and roll. The Texans retake the lead.
31-21 was the final in this ballgame. The Texans get the win. I can't figure out for the life of me the Arizona Cardinals. And for everybody that said Adrian Peterson was going to run wild on the league, 14 carries, 26 yards. Averaged 1.9 yards per carry in that contest.
Killing me in fantasy football, yeah. Adrian. Thank you.
By the way, Blaine Gabbert in that one, 22 of 34, but he threw a couple of picks. Even though he threw three touchdowns, threw a couple of picks, 257 yards. Savage, 22 of 37, 230 yards, a couple of touchdowns and a pick. Nothing spectacular here, but just did enough to get the job done. And that's the way things ended up. Meanwhile, the Chargers and the Bills. Nathan Peterman throws his fifth pick of the game. Trevor Williams with the pick here.
And again, Peterman. And that ball's picked off again. Trevor Williams. And Williams going to take it near midfield, a 7-yard return. It was Bosa again. And, boy, you got to wonder how long Sean McDermott can leave this poor kid out there. The fifth interception thrown all in the first half.
54-24. Five picks in the first half of that ballgame. Holy shnikes. Peterman, 6 of 14. 6 of 14.
Holy. That was gibberish.
6 of 14. He was 6 of 14 for 66 yards, which means he threw 14 passes, 6 of which found his guys, 5 of which found the opponent. A quarterback rating of 17.9. That's just freaking awful. Awful. 54-24. Chargers get the win on the Chargers radio network. Man. Maybe Joe Callahan might not want to take the field. Who knows? Bengals and Broncos, Andy Dalton to A.J. Green. That's familiar.
A.J. out wide to the left. Bradley Roby on him. A deep safety standing back at the 4-yard line. Dalton waiting for the shotgun snap. Catches the ball on 3rd and 2. Throws into the end zone for A.J. Green.
Yeah!
Touchdown!
Yeah!
Cincinnati.
Right.
18 yards from Andy Dalton to A.J. Green.
That's our buddies from, WKRC Radio down there in Cincinnati, as a matter of fact. Dan Horden Company. And on the Bengals radio network, Andy Dalton, 15 of 25, 154 yards, 3 touchdowns, a quarterback rating of 117.3. The good Andy Dalton shows up. See what happens when the good Andy Dalton can show up? Just he doesn't show up too often. That was on the Bengals radio network. Patriots, Raiders, Tom Brady, Brandon Cooks, touchdown.
Patriots line up with Gronk to the left, Allen to the right. Brady takes the shotgun snap at 1st and 10, lobs it down the right side for a wide open Cooks. Catches at the 30th stride. Adios to the 10, to the 5, to the end zone. Touchdown, Patriots.
33-8, Patriots get the win to go to 8-2 on the season. 4-6, the Raiders are. And what has happened to the L.A. Raiders, or to the Oakland Raiders, I should say. Excuse me. Still having a slip of the tongue there. But I like the adios. Playing in Mexico. Adios. Adios, muchachos. There you have it. Patriots get the win. Patriots radio network. Then you've got, we don't stop there, Eagles, Cowboys, Corey Clement on Wisconsin, 11-yard touchdown run.
2nd down and 2. Clement stays in. Repositioned from the left of Wentz to his right. Slot to the far side. Wentz comes right back to Clement. 5. He's into the end zone. Clement and the Eagles regain the lead, and that's the kind of drive the Eagles needed.
6 carries, 50 yards, 8.3 yards per carry. 1 touchdown on the day for Corey Clement. Ajay, 91 yards on the day on 7 carries. He was gutting them big time. Carson Wentz, 14 of 27, 168 yards. And meanwhile, Dak Prescott, 18 of 31, 145 yards. Not a good day at the office for him. 3 picks on the day for the Cowboys. That was the Eagles radio network. And then last but not least, as we get into it, the Falcons and the Seahawks, Blair Walsh! Remember him? He was can't end like this. No, the season can't. Blair Walsh with the 52-yard game-winning field goal last night.
Are you kidding me?
John Ryan will hold. Tyler Ott, the long snap.
to tie. Kick away, and it is short with 2 seconds left.
Are you kidding me?
52-yarder. No. Falcons win 34-31. They knock off the Seahawks. Both teams now sitting at 6-4. And there you have it. That falls short on the Seahawks radio network. That is the football frenzy. Hey, I want to remind you, speaking of the football and the frenzy that goes along with it, we are going to be heading over to Minneapolis. Radio Row, looking forward to it, and we can't do it without some of our great, 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 great friends. Our friends from Great Lakes Dragway, Roy and the gang down there, and they do a great job. 2018 season passes up already on the website. Get them ready for your holiday gift giving. Go to GreatLakesDragway.com. And if you want to, you know, do some drag racing down there yourself, you can do it fun. You can do it legally. Again, go to GreatLakesDragway.com. GreatLakesDragway.com. Also, our buddy Brett and the gang over at Robert Hack Diamonds in Port Washington and Green Tree Roads in Milwaukee. 76th and Layton in Greenfield. And you know, that's where I got Sherry's engagement ring, and I've been telling you for a long time. Take whatever deal you got, go to all the other jewelry stores, walk in, see what they have, see if that's a real diamond or one of those grown diamonds, all that kind of stuff. Then go to Brett and say, look, I'm looking at this. This is what they're giving me. This is what they're telling me. And let him explain it to you and give you a great deal. That's exactly what I did. And it's all about the bling. It's all about the ooh and ah factor this time of year. That's what it's all about. I trust him. You should trust him as well. That's Robert Hack Diamonds. And if you have gold laying around, they pay the most cash for your gold. White gold, yellow gold, doesn't matter. Pay for the gold. Go and see Brett and the gang. Robert Hack Diamonds, that's where you go. Also, our friends, the family-owned company, great people at Auto Paint and Supply. Check them out at GoAutoPaint.com. They're in Waukesha, Middleton, Walworth, Racine Counties. GoAutoPaint.com for your car, for your boat, for your RV, for everything you have, for the outdoors, ATVs, you name it, they've got it. Auto Paint, GoAutoPaint.com. GoAutoPaint.com. Final segment, Bill Michaels Show next.
To Border, the Bill Michaels Sports Talk Network.
Hot to fire, streets of stone.
Welcome back. Bill Michaels Show is on the air. Final segment before we get out of here. Again, a reminder, because coming up tonight, we are going to be on the air 6 to 8 on many of these same stations. We are going to be at Kelly's Bleachers on Blue Mountain. Hope to see you as a face in the crowd coming up tonight. Looking forward to it. Going to be over there off of Blue Mountain, and we're going to be hanging out with the guys from CBS 58. Hey, Joe, do you have internet over there? Okay. The wireless has gone down. The connection over here has gone down. I just kind of lost everything. Guess it's good. My day's pretty much over. Hey, a couple of things to pay attention to. One is interesting for Major League Baseball. Joe Morgan, who has been a long time, he's been obviously a Major League Baseball Hall of Famer himself, but he sent a letter to voters with a list of three criteria that he thinks should disqualify future candidates for admission into the Shrine. He's the vice chairman and a member of the board of directors and says he wasn't speaking for the hall, but he says he was representing the views of many who are concerned by what they see as eroding standards for admission. And basically he says, look, if you have the suspicion of PEDs, and we hope, he says, the day never comes when known steroid users are voted into the Hall of Fame. He said they cheated. Steroid users do not belong here. If you even think that a guy was using PEDs, he said, no, we're not admitting them. Don't vote for these people. So that is a topic of controversy. Also hitting kind of here in our own backyard, retired NBA star Ray Allen said he's the victim of catfishing and has asked a court to throw out a case where he is accused of stalking somebody that he met online. He filed an emergency motion in Orange County, Florida today after Bryant Coleman told the court he is being stalked by the 10-time All-Star. Coleman pretended to be a number of attractive women interested in Ray Allen, read the motion filed on Allen's behalf. Ray believed he was speaking with these women and communicated with them and that he was not communicating with this particular guy. But Ray Allen had to come out and admit all of this. And so that's another case that, you know, is rather interesting. But it said that in the filing, Allen said that Coleman threatened to reveal the details of their conversations and that the sides eventually struck a deal to keep everything private. Allen said then the deal had been violated and that Coleman has continued to harass him and his family through social media accounts. So the one thing about social media is if you take private conversations now and you post them, if they're posted, if those are private conversations that are posted out there for everybody to see on Facebook and Twitter and all that stuff, that's one thing. But the courts are now changing the laws where if you're taking private text messages and stuff and you're airing them, now they're taking a different view of this. And because they consider this kind of private one-on-one communication and that, you know, yes, it's a text message, but also there's an expectation of privacy and it's really kind of muddied waters. But it's going to be interesting to see how that one comes out. And then I'm going to post it up on the Facebook fan page as well. And I just did a little while ago. As a matter of fact, I shouldn't say I'm going to. I already did. But it also talks about how the Packers' reputation, it can't save them without Aaron Rodgers. It's an interesting read because basically it says, hey, look, we've seen Brad Hundley. He wasn't ready to play. What the hell is Mike McCarthy talking about? It's an interesting read. Find it over on the Facebook fan page. Tonight, Bill Michaels Huddle brought to you by Bud Light. Hope to see you out at Kelly's Bleachers on Blue Mound. Till then, have a good one. See you.
Stations strong. The Bill Michaels Sports Talk Network.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.